We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The judge just walked in. Falcons rookie running back Ito Smith going to join us right now here live at Flowery Branch.
Ito, what's up, man?
What's going on, Ito? Rick Kamla, John Michaels, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Glad for you to be here. So let's get this thing started. And I want to go back to draft night. You get drafted, and it's Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. Obviously an excitement level to be drafted into the NFL. But did you look at that as a challenge, say, man, I'm going to a team that's got two great backs in front of me?
I knew it was going to be an opportunity where I could come in and learn from them guys, you know, soak up as much as I could. And I'm here to compete. So I knew those two guys, two of the better backs in the league, I would get a chance to get better every day because I wanted to get on their level. So, yeah.
So, and Ito, you know you're a football player. You know that injuries are part of the game. So I could ask you, did you ever envision yourself doing what you're doing, you know, getting the carries and the touches that you are? You'd probably say, yeah, it's football. You never know what's going to happen. But you, my friend, have scored a touchdown in four of the last five games. There are big-time running backs in the NFL that have not done that. So you – And you've been a part of this three-game winning streak. So there's the team success and the individual success, man. And we're proud of you. Are you and your family? Are they just going crazy because you're in the end zone and you're doing things as a rookie in the NFL?
Man, my family, they're very excited. You know, it's definitely a blessing, man, to be in the NFL, and then on top of that, getting games and scoring touchdowns is a blessing, man. And it just shows you that hard work it pays off, man, in the long run.
Was there any frustration during preseason? We were frustrated going, all right, Ito's a draft choice, and you weren't getting a lot of reps. And I think part of that, DQ loves to preach competition and all of this. Was there any frustration on your side saying, I got to get out there and show what I could do? Or were the coaches behind the scenes telling you, don't worry, your time's going to come?
Oh, definitely. It was some pressure. I wanted to, just being a competitor, being a football player, you want to go out there and make plays. And I wasn't doing that, so I just had to keep – trusting my training, going to practice every day, trying to get better at something. And, it's paying off, man.
So, Ito Smith joining Rick and John here on a Falcons Wednesday Live from Flowery Branch. Are you familiar with fantasy football at all, Ito?
A little.
Let me – you are on the fantasy football radar, okay? And coming into the season, you absolutely positively were not. Nobody drafted you at the start of the season, all right? But Freeman goes down. Oh, he scores a touchdown. Oh, he scores another touchdown. So I just want you to know what a flex player is, okay? You are a flexible guy in fantasy football. You got your two running backs, your two wide receivers, quarterback, tight end, kicker, defense, and then you get a flex player that you can do anything with. You are a flex player for a lot of fantasy football teams. That means, you've kind of arrived as a stat guy in the NFL. What does that mean to you?
Like I said earlier, man, it's a blessing. I just go out there, man, and just try to go out there every day and give it my all, man, and just get better, man.
For your fantasy owners, right? They got you in their lineup. You try.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love it, Ito. I love it.
Who do you pattern your running style after? Because you can make a guy miss. We're like a foot apart. There's no chance I would get you to the ground.
You wouldn't even touch his flag, John.
Nah, not even close. And I play flag football, so that doesn't count. Who do you pattern your running style after?
Man, actually, Falcon fans, they might not like this, but growing up, I used to like Reggie Bush a lot. I used to stay up late watching his games, man. I changed I was in park ball when he was in college. He played at USC. I changed my park ball number to number 5. I wanted to be like Reggie Bush, so I kind of try to mimic my game after his.
Let's
be honest. There's a lot worse guys watching in college football to mimic your game. Reggie Bush was a monster, and you've got a lot of the similarities. When you're running the ball and you go into the line and you're behind Schweitzer and Garland and Mack, a bunch of huge guys, do you know you're going to make that first guy miss? Is that something in your head that one of these big linemen's not going to get me to the ground?
Definitely. Growing up, it was always – you got to make the first guy miss. Since I was a kid, man, make one person miss, and then you did your job. So that's all I'm always trying to do. Whoever the first guy is, I'm trying to make him miss, and hopefully I can get to a second and third. But The first guy, I want to make him miss.
Well, Ito, you did that on the second touchdown of the game to make it 14-0, and we've talked about it. Sark was doing a great job passing on first down, running on second down, and you guys switching it up, and you guys would be set up either, you know, with a completion or that run would make it, you know, third and five, third and six in a manageable situation. So you get down in the red zone, and by my tracking, first run on a first down play of the entire football game was that run to you, and you did make the first guy miss. So talk to us about that whole thing, about you're on the field, calling a running play here. Oh, they're calling 25 here. Like, take us through that play, because that was a huge play in the game to go up 14-0 at Washington.
I just got the handoff. It was a zone play, and I got the handoff, and I waited for Julio to come back and get the block on the safety, and he did. He did a great job, opened it up. The line, it was a huge hole, man. It was so much running on him. And I seen 41 coming, and something told me in my head, was like, he might try to cut you. So I just jumped, and it was like a reaction. And
was that from watching tape on 41 that you knew how he may come and confront you, or was it just a feeling?
I saw he was a smaller guy, so I'm like, I think he's going to try to cut me. So I just – it's quick, man. Just reaction.
Instincts, John. Instincts.
Mine are normally to fall to the ground because I don't need too much contact. You guys get a touchdown out of Julio Jones, and we've been doing radio here in Atlanta a long time. Being on the field to see the reaction that you guys had, was that something planned that if Julio gets in, we're going to celebrate? Or was that just everybody had that emotion of Julio's finally in the end zone, I got to get down there and celebrate with him?
Yeah, man. That wasn't planned, man. Everybody ran. People were running off the sideline. I ran out. I was happy, man, because nobody says nothing about it. But you know, he one of the best players on the team, hardest worker. So, he finally got rewarded. So everybody just was happy for him, man, because he deserved it, man.
Ito, you know what the scoreboard reads right now? It reads 4-1. That's Ito Smith touchdowns to Julio Jones. Do you realize that? Yeah, you got four touchdowns. He's got one.
That's crazy, man.
Like, that's great. You want to give a couple over to Julio, or you cool with keeping those?
I would, man.
Tell him it's all about win. You guys don't care who scores. Man. Just win some football games.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
This offense has been unbelievable. Saved the first game against Philly where it was kind of tough and, you know, whatnot. But Sark's called a great game. You guys have been performing at the highest level, really carrying the defense as they're now getting healthy again. What has it been like in the offensive room as you guys kind of watch on film? Hey, we're getting 30 points a game pretty much every time we walk out there. Did you feel the added pressure with the defense being injured that we got to pick our game up to the next level?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. We always striving to be great. So, you know, we putting up 30 points, but we still can be better. We going out there. We not scoring every drive. So we want to get to the point where we can score every drive, get points or something, you know. And this past week against Washington, man, we did a great job of passing the baton, man. The defense, they did their job. We was playing off each other, special teams. They did great. We did great. So it's a great all-around effort.
You know, one of the most impressive things, we've got Ito Smith, Falcons running back, with Rick and John here live on a Falcons Wednesday from Flowery Branch. One of the most impressive things of the Washington win was the pass pro by Tevin Coleman, blowing dudes up. Mm-hmm. He flipped one dude over 54. On his head. What's the conversation like in the running back room about that? And how close are you? Because you've got all the skills of a third down back, right? In space, make you miss, catch the ball, that kind of stuff. But you got to be able to protect the quarterback to get on the field on third down. Yeah. So talk to me about the reaction in the running back room, and then how far away are you from being a good blitz pickup guy?
I'm already a pretty good blitz pickup. It's just sometimes I get caught up with my technique, but I'm working on that. And everybody was excited about Tevin. We went into last week, coach, our running back coach Parmalee, he was like, we ain't giving up no sacks this week. That's our goal. And we told Matt, he was excited or whatever before the game, and we went out there and we didn't give up any sacks.
We have fans. We have fans in this city that don't appreciate number two, and I don't know how much you see that on social media. Mm-hmm. They blame Matt Ryan for everything. As a guy that stands in the huddle with him, what is Matt Ryan like in the huddle, in the brotherhood? You guys away from everybody else. Who is Matt Ryan?
Man, he's a cool, humble guy, man. Smartest crap. Just a chill dude, you know. Hard work. He come out every week, same preparation, putting the most time in. And at the quarterback position, they got to learn a lot in this offense. Mm-hmm. So, man, he's smart, man. I applaud him.
So, Ito, a fellow rookie in this class, Calvin Ridley, had a couple of screw-ups early in the game. Drops the ball, takes the wrong route, it's intercepted. Were you thinking, damn, I'm happy I'm not Ridley right now. He's getting crushed by me. Like, what was the whole scene on the sideline, you know, when you guys came back off the field after throwing that pick? And I'm just being funny with you here, but what was that scene like in the conversations, like, after that interception?
Oh, next play, man. As always, you have a mistake, next play. Don't let it happen again.
And,
move forward, man.
Right.
Get that out your head. You got to have a short memory in football, man.
That you do. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Glad to get to catch up with you. Best of luck the rest of the season. We're cheering for you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Right. Doing a great job here for the Falcons.
Appreciate it, man. Rise up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.